Yo.
Episode. He just sold Summit Pin Have Those Fest 2017 what? Desert Showdown.
Yo. Snake This Podcast, Desert Showdown, Phoenix, Arizona. We got Ryan, George, Greg back
bang,
in the building.
Bang, 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 bang.
Eight.
People still coming in.
People still coming in.
Actually,
this is still
VIP.
VIP line. So all these yellow wristbands, they like general admission doesn't come in until after they're done. They're getting the steals and deals. They've been had those deals.
There's still people in line outside.
This is the VIP pack people only. The normal line is on the other side.
What the fuck?
So those people on the other side, they still gotta wait about an hour to get in here.
She walked by and knocked the t-shirt off the thing.
Oh, dang, well. She didn't even care. That t-shirt on the ground.
That's how it is. That's why I worry about these joints.
She sneaked just that booth.
And you know what's funny is that every single time we do an event, we never tell anybody to go look at on the website sneaker event etiquette.
That's true. We need. To
I was actually looking through it, and it actually looked all right through here. It don't look too bad. Although we are sitting across a table that's literally selling like mixtapes,
CDs,
DVDs, and Hennessy socks. I mean,
and fake Gucci flip flops. But we're not here to judge.
Oh no, we're here to judge.
If you need a fake Fendi belt, I got you. Hit us. Get you his info.
It's not even a Fendi belt.
He got Fendi belts over there.
Let me tell you something. If you're a grown man and you're buying Yoohoo socks or Frosted Flake socks, you need to reevaluate your life.
Yeah, that's honestly the Hennessy one. Would you wear the Hennessy socks? I don't know what George is doing. George is messing around with his mic.
I'm having issues here. The waves
on the mic is out of control. Did you unplug it?
Yeah, put it back.
I've seen a wave that I've never even seen before.
That's just the way.
We had to get it locked in better.
George, you looking to copy anything?
I'm trying to sell this these boosts that I brought with me so I can
boost snob is unloading.
Maybe buy something. Well, not unloading, but selling shit that I'm gonna never wear. Maybe buy something. We'll see.
So what if there was something here that you were gonna buy? What is it? Moonrock?
Nah.
Hey, you got Moonrock? You got Moonrock?
I got Moonrocks.
No Yeezys. You wouldn't buy Yeezy today?
If someone wants to sell me a Yeezy for resale, yeah, I'm buying.
500?
Maybe.
There's actually a few around here.
I don't know.
I mean,
I probably would buy like shattered backboards for a good price.
No, there's a couple pirate black here.
Size 10 pirate black for $650.
Well, you're so, size 10, not me. So.
No, I'm a size 9.
Nah, it's too small. I mean, too big.
My goal is to leave here today with a Yeezy, whether that is a V1 or a V2, or a 750. I want to leave here today with a Yeezy. I won $500 on a scratcher ticket. It's burning a fucking hole in my pocket.
Simple.
I need to get out of here.
Yeah, he's running around like a thought, like a chicken with his head cut off.
Running around.
I mean, your goal should be to leave here without sweaty armpits.
My armpits.
It's too late for that.
You sweat, bruh.
It's too late.
Bruh.
I brought an extra shirt.
You look like an NCAA coach, bruh.
He wore that gray shirt. That's what happened.
It's stressful out here running around trying to find these Yeezys.
You're going
to
be here for about 6 hours. You're okay. All right. Nobody is walking out of here with
a pair
of Yeezys.
I got to get steals and deals before. You didn't buy some. Oscar the intern already picked up a pair of 2017 Royal Ones.
I mean, why do all these cats have the same exact box? Like, did they hand the boxes out in the parking lot or something?
No.
They gave them the VIP pack with the box. Which is kind of tight, though. That's kind of tight.
Yeah, it is tight, but I'm.
But you got to walk around with it now.
Wait a second. Why do they all have the same exact box?
For all of y'all that are listening.
No wonder it was $40.
And can't see, it's you get a vlogger drop front. You get a vlogger drop front storage container store box with purchase of VIP pack at Desert Showdown 2017.
This cat got on Will Smith's basketball jersey for Baylor Academy, and they didn't even wear black. Baylor Academy was yellow and navy blue.
Oh, Matt, that man rubbed it in my face. I walked by his table with the baby jerseys. He goes, hey, just so you know, baby jerseys are sold. I was like, man, that'd make
two,
me sad.
Two baby jerseys for $25.
Each. Arizona, throwbacks, Nike. Wish I would have bought them.
Yeah, they didn't have the swoosh on them. They had the Nike Air on
them. Yeah, they had the Nike with the Nike over the check.
I will say this, though. I am looking
if I would have had those,
for shattered backboards, but trading. I'm not buying.
If I would have had that jersey, I could have put it on. My armpits would have sweat through it.
What are you trading?
Probably Kith Pack Salmon Toes.
But you don't have them here.
Oh, no. But
over later.
AZ Threads said they got a 9.5 yesterday.
Oh, all right.
And he said I could trade some stuff. I was going to give him the reverse shatter backboard, but I don't think I want to give it up anymore.
He saw them and he fell in love again.
Them joints are fire in hand.
He's going to set up a meet and greet for a later time to do a trade.
Man, bro, if I had to walk around with that clear box, I'd be so annoyed. I had to take that to the car.
Some people in here with some failed outfits, some failed products.
That's a fact.
Some failed.
We need you to go do something, intern. Like, get the heck out of here.
Some people here.
Jesus, Oscar the intern.
I walk around sometimes with these things, and I think, I hope that you weren't banking on this to make a living, because it's probably not going to work out for you.
I don't know what that product is called, but I feel bad for him every single time we see him at a
stadium. This man's got one of the greatest jerseys of NBA history right here. Yeah, you want to spit some?
If the mic's off, don't you come back. He gonna take that grill off. He put that grill against the mic. It'd be nothing but static.
Sparks.
Sparks.
Start a fire.
There's definitely a lot of people in the building. I'll tell you one thing, what's popular seems to be is selling vintage clothes. Like, every single table has at least a rack of old clothing that they're trying to sell now.
I've already seen, like, two of them guest shirts. People wearing them.
Oh, see, I haven't even seen him. I thought you saw him on a table or something like that. Is that Osama bin Laden?
Two people weren't.
Bro, I need a pick.
What?
Bro, that got to be Osama bin Laden. Bro.
Oh, my God.
So look at George Shook. George Shook. Is that his hat and nothing we trust? You better turn that around.
That's a fact.
he's a ugly, sympathizer. Too.
Bro,
he's a sympathizer.
He might be about 7 feet tall.
He ugly.
He look like Swiss Beats. So.
Yeah, Swiss Anyways. Beats and Osama bin Laden's son.
Shout out to Ben Haddo. Shout out to Hit Us All Summit. Shout out to the homies Tesh, Abe, Charles, in the building. Like I said, I'm looking for Shatter. Hey, real quick, what are y'all rocking? We never say what we're rocking.
I got on my Pusha T boots, EQT boots, and they are fire flames. Greg spilled coffee all over him this morning.
I spilled coffee on the ground, and it dabbed the back. It's chill.
I got brown boots now.
What's your pant sock situation?
This is what you'll be doing in 2 years. I'll find a picture of you in Walmart rocking this outfit, and I'm gonna post it in the group chat, just like joggers.
I will never ever wear long socks with joggers. Period. You wear ankle socks. That's it. Like no show socks.
What you rocking, George?
I'm wearing no show socks right now with this.
I'm wearing no
show. Kith Ultra Boost Mid.
Rich people sneakers.
Not the friends and family pair.
I'm rocking Kobe 8 EXTs.
Red.
Still fire. I don't care what anybody Reds. Says. But you know what's funny is, either way, nobody in here is wearing what we got. All the shoes in the building. But I will say, there's less Yeezys on feet.
Okay, I was going to say that. I was going to make that point. But we can't say that because not everybody's inside yet. So all those people come inside, there might be 400 or 500 pairs of Yeezys in here.
So typically,
I thought about wearing something else, but then I figured.
What was it?
The boost now, I gotta wear boost. I wouldn't be living.
What was you gonna wear?
What were you gonna wear?
I was actually gonna wear some Vans.
I thought about it. I honestly thought about wearing a pair of Vans.
I'm gonna wear the olive old schools.
I don't know, man. I always hate when like people come to sneaker events like this. See, Vans is fine, but I hate seeing the cats walk around in like slides and flip flops. Like,
why?
Huh?
Why?
Why do I hate that?
Yeah.
It's freaking annoying. Like, you come to a sneaker event, and it usually be the cats that got hundreds of sneakers. They come here wearing a slide, and it's like they're trying to prove a point, like, no, I don't care about sneakers. If there's any point to wear sneakers, you wear sneakers to a sneaker event, period.
I'm trying to remember if I have those BW USAs. I think I might have bought them. That's a nice shoe. We're just looking at people walking by the booth.
Nah, BWs are nice.
Look at these masks are lit. Jordan 4 masks.
Roughneck got the little homies walking around handing stuff out.
Oh, that's dope.
With the mask on.
With the mask on.
Looking Wait crazy. A minute. Ain't that the kids that they with that table that sells that thing?
That shoe right there is the biggest shoe I've ever seen in my entire life.
No,
behind you on the table.
Oh, no. What size are these coming around the corner? Oh, we might make our first live purchase. If that Naked Ultra Boost is a decent price, it might be the first purchase.
It looks like a 9.
It looks like a 9 or 9.5. Hey, Pete, what size is that?
You know what's funny is I'm seeing
more
people.
Let me get those.
I'm seeing
he didn't even respond. He just waved it.
How much do you want for it? $375.
You can't fit.
I really need a 9.5 or a 10.
You
but
can't fit a 9 in Ultra Boost.
Yeah, I'd take the insole out maybe, but yeah, I'll think about it.
I'll be around.
Cool.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm seeing a lot of. I've seen about 4 people already wearing 2 different shoes already.
I'm surprised he hasn't.
My man's here. Got the lunar.
Sell that to this point.
The moon landing lunar Air Max 90s.
And you see, if you're gonna wear, 16. I don't condone wearing two different shoes. But if you're gonna wear two different shoes, at least let them be the same shoe. All right, a bread one and a royal one. Not a homeboy walked by wearing a 72/10/11 and a Toro 5.
Did you not get the picture I sent you at SneakerCon of the man wearing like a Ultra Boost and an Air Jordan?
What?
5 or Air Jordan 11? I sent it in the group chat.
I didn't see that. He should have walked behind him and kicked the back of his ankle like in high school and made him trip.
Dang, I haven't seen those in about a good 5 years.
What are they? I know. You know what's funny? I see somebody selling South Beach 8s, and I was like, man, I wonder do them joints still go for a lot. I've seen some pairs go for pretty cheap, but I remember South Beach 8s being 1,000. All right. Fat.
Shout out, man, wearing Jeremy Scott gold wings.
Fire.
Well,
they suck, but they look kind of all right right there. Come on. If there's any place to wear a Jeremy Scott sneaker, it would be a sneaker event. Walking through like the mall or going to dinner with your girl wearing
that?
I'm
not saying I blame him, I would never even touch it, let alone put it on my foot.
Man, that's a little much. That gold is shining.
That is way too much.
But like we said, Stink This Podcast back in the building. Probably be going live a few times on Instagram. Definitely gonna be posting these up all throughout the week. Hopefully come through and chat it up with a few people.
Did you guys watch the games yesterday? I know some of them.
I did. We're gonna come back and talk about that though.
Well, I thought we were doing a whole episode right now.
Oh, we're gonna keep going?
Well, I mean, why are you
coming up? Keep going then.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Gonzaga game. I didn't watch that one. I was out doing stuff. But watch the Oregon and North Carolina game. Oregon is dumb. All right. They couldn't get 3 consecutive rebounds off those missed free throws. It had no more timeouts left. I didn't know what they would do. Actually, you know what? I'm not mad at them because they probably shouldn't have been there since their center had got hurt early in the what was that? Not the Pac-10 tournament. What? Pac-12?
2 months ago or a month ago.
So I didn't expect them to get that far. But still, that was their opportunity. All right.
It was to be a non-fan of one of the teams and just be in the building. It was 2 great games. Like, I don't feel like I got cheated on my ticket price or anything like that.
That's all you can ask for.
South Carolina was down 12 and went on – down 14 and went on a 16-0 run to take a 2-point lead in the second half late. And then Gonzaga immediately went, like, on a 7-0 run. And it was a 2-point game with, like, a minute left. South Carolina had the ball with a down 2. Couldn't score, fouled. Then Gonzaga made 1 free throw. South Carolina got the ball back down 3 with like 10 seconds left. Couldn't score. Lost by 4. Crazy. And then the ending of that Oregon-UNC game, I've never seen anything like that in any game ever. And to be in person with like 7,000 fans and everybody, like, all the Carolina and Oregon fans, like, living and dying by a free throw. Like, I can only imagine if Arizona was in the game, how crazy it would have been. I would have ran on the court and started punching people. I swear to God.
Where are all your boots?
I believe that.
Let me see the silver one.
Oh, yo. I know you was getting rid of those silver boots.
I got too many silver shoes. Too many gray shoes. I got
Hey, what's up, man?
Same thing Supple got on right now.
What was retail on these?
It like was shipping 217, so selling over 220, 218, whatever.
I'm hoping y'all think people are gonna come that came for the tournament be here at the showdown.
Yeah, I think if you're into sneakers, like why not? But
I mean
most, dude, they promoted the hell out of this thing.
Most people who came for the tournament are still here because the championship game's tomorrow. I mean, a lot of
people.
You go
to the championship game?
Yeah, a lot of people that had tickets from South Carolina, Oregon might sell theirs, but
who do you got?
What
in the game?
Who do I winning it? I think Gonzaga's going to win, to be honest with you. But the funniest thing about it is, like, very rarely in an NCAA tournament do you get really the 2 best teams left at the end, and that's what we got this year. Gonzaga and North Carolina were really the 2 highest-rated teams from a statistical category, and this is where insert simple joke here.
I mean,
statistics and old schools.
If anybody follows
with 1 bid, I wonder what it's going to sell for. I mean, they're on GOAT. They're like 230. So
if you follow college basketball even a little bit, it's shocking Gonzaga is even where it's at. So that's perfectly fine.
But anyways.
Well, the craziest part about it was 3 of the teams Of all the teams that's been there or that were made it to this Final Four, only Oregon and North Carolina had made it before. And the last time Oregon made it was 1939.
Oh, yeah. I seen it. It was black and white.
So basically, like, only three teams or one team that's been there made it to the Final Four before. And
they were called, like, the Wetfoots or something. Yo, I see your boy in the building, Ryan.
Only
which one?
Jumpman? Is in the building.
Hey, let's get him over here so he speak.
He has said that earlier. Only Roy Williams had been to the Final Four before, so it was just crazy. Like, they said it was the first time since 83 that two teams played in the Final Four that had never been there before.
You know, that's what? Tight.
I want to say something about that, too, because apparently there were some people getting in the Sneaker Box podcast inbox or Jumpman Bostic's inbox saying that they were coming to Arizona and coming to Heat of Soul Summit. Sneak just was going to get them and all this and that. Listen, whoever was saying that, if you're listening, you're a fool. We ain't about violence. We ain't about all that nonsense. We're just three regular guys hanging out, trying to move the culture, like, in the way that we want. Like, we have opinions. We say stuff. Like, we don't – we're not violent people. We're not bad people. We're not out-of-control people. So, if you said that, you're a moron. You need to shut up.
I mean, we're a little out of control.
I mean, we're out of control, but we're not going to jump a man because we think he's boring. Like,
I mean, we have our moments of nonsense and racism. We're kind of all over the place, but it is what it is, and that's what makes our podcast.
I literally don't care about any of that. Like, it's hysterical to me that somebody thought that.
I think it's funny.
Oh, I don't know where it came from, but I was asked personally by one of the hosts of this event if we were planning to jump Boston.
We not confront nobody.
We ain't confront nobody. Yes, we think that their podcast is not as great as ours. But that's because we should think we're the greatest. Like, otherwise, why would we be doing this? Like, I wouldn't come do this every day. I wouldn't be in this event right now if I didn't think we had the best podcast out. And that's how everybody should think. That's how everybody should feel.
Hey, listen.
Kind of dope us being here right now. We did get asked to come to another event in May. So, listen. That's kind of tight.
What a minute.
Oh, yeah. You were running around like a crackhead.
Yeah.
A guy came over and told us they're having some type of event May 3rd. Want us to come through and just chit-chat and talk to people. So.
Cool.
Rejuvenator doing well. See cats over there scrubbing their shoes.
Well, that's because Rejuvenator is the best shoe cleaner on the
planet. I don't have no problem with no other people doing the same thing we're doing. Like, we already know the content's not going to be as good. United States of America is about competition. Like, feel free to come in here and record
your own podcast.
You hate America,
so you can't quote America.
That's not true. I hate a lot of people that live in the United States of America. I don't hate the United States of America.
Your ass nothing we trust. You're a communist.
That has nothing.
You might have to go bunk with Shanghai Souls in China and be a communist.
We should start calling him Shanghai, by the way. That's what should be his new IG name.
Shanghai,
because that's his last name.
That'd be dope. You might have just saved his life.
Shanghai. But, yo, I'm not going to China. I don't trust nobody out there except Shanghai. Shanghai.
He's always asking us when we going to come out there. I'm just like, what do you mean? Like, we got thousands. Like, we just walk in the airport and be like, can I get three to China? Like, you know, maybe you might find me out there in, like, 2022. Like,
bro,
you know.
I'll tell you what.
Japan.
Japan is high on my to-go list.
It's high on there, but yes. I don't know about no China.
Japan might be top three places I definitely want to go visit.
China's dope from what I hear. I know a lot of people have been
there. I heard it's dope, but I don't know. It's 12 o'clock now, so everybody's coming in now.
Everybody's coming in now, so we're about to see if this is the Yeezy Fest. Whoa, what was that? My voice just cracked. We're about to see if this is the Yeezy Fest.
There's another consortium box right there. I don't know what it is.
Neighborhood NMD XR1.
Right here, man, with the red backpack?
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
No, he's got a consortium box on the bottom. Looks kind of like a naked ultra boost.
I'm itching to buy some stuff today, but.
Yeah, we can tell.
You always itching to buy
stuff.
You
itching, but you itching like an actual fiend. You got sweaty armpits, your hair sweaty.
My hair is not sweaty.
Bruh, your hair is sweaty.
My hair is oily.
You look jumpy. Like, it look wired.
My hair is oily.
So is that the tan right there on top?
That's a tan. And then this man right here.
That's what I'm saying. He bought like the
for $450.
He got it?
Yeah, he got the tan and he got the red for $350. So, you guys want to interview him? I'll jump out. You can interview him.
I don't care. Nothing about that. I just want to know where that consortium box is.
What time did you guys get here last night?
Oh, yeah.
Noon.
Actually,
at what time?
Man,
so you got here at noon? What number were you guys in line?
Hey, put him on a mic.
Hey, talk to
Introduce yourself.
Introduce
Marshall and Nick Riley.
All right.
So we're interviewing some people that actually camped out at BHT Fest. Are y'all cool with this being on iTunes, YouTube, everything?
For all right, cool. 24 hours so they
how
waited.
How camp out for in order to get 10
24
Yeezy?
Hours. 24 hours? Noon. Yeah. Definitely.
You keeping?
Definitely.
Are you keeping or are you selling?
Keeping for a while and then I'm selling.
Are they your size?
Yeah. I need to buy a car.
Oh, that's what I'm talking
that's
about.
I'm talking about. Sell your shoes and get a car.
Thank you very much.
How old are you?
15.
Go have a talk with my son.
Is this your brother? No. Is this your homie?
My friend, yeah.
Cool.
Hey, what's in the consortium box on the bottom?
All right. What do you got?
Got a bunch of stuff on.
Look, if you see a
I bet that
tall,
box is for that
you see a
one.
You see a tall Hispanic kid with a polo shirt on, you tell him about selling stuff, making money, and buying your own stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's draining me. All right. His name is Oscar the Intern. Alright. What else you got?
So I just bought the What the KD7s, and then he has a bunch of stuff. Louis Vuitton Yeezys.
Oh, you got Louis Vuitton Yeezys? What you selling those for?
1.2, $1,200.
What y'all rocking? Okay. You rocking a Turtle Doves million. And...
I go with the Navy. I go with the OG. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, not everyone likes them, but I like what I like. So I'm
no,
wearing
I like
what I want. Them. I got Yeezys. Like I have Yeezys. I'm not going to put them on, though. I'm wearing what I want.
That's what
wear.
It is, all right?
Hey.
Nah, it's good to hear, man.
What size are the Masterminds?
We're glad y'all actually came in.
How much?
$680.
Oh.
But which ones?
Those Masterminds.
$680, not
I
bad.
Love it, but it's like the only, like,
that's
I just love
small.
The tongue.
Yeah, for real.
And then I'm going to put my pants over it, and it's going to look like a black NMD, and then what I pay $680 for.
Well, first of all, you got your pants and your socks right now, so I doubt
oh, yeah,
you put
now,
your pants
yeah.
over the shoes.
Now I do, yeah.
So just do that. Like, you
but I wear those
to.
With jeans, though.
No, nah, I wear those with some shorts. Though. Them joints are fire, though.
So was it worth it? Was it worth 12 hours?
Yeah, was it worth it? Was it worth
it? Definitely, because we got to talk to a guy who said that there was aliens that are invisible.
Aliens are invisible?
That's what he said.
Dang, y'all must have been out there homeless
like
people.
A camp out story.
I don't even think he was homeless. He tried to get us to go to his house, but we said no.
Dang, well, good for you saying
yes.
No.
All right, so there's this dude.
Yes, tell the story. Tell
there's
the story.
This dude that came up to us saying that he fought in the war. He's a Marine. And that he killed little Russian, like, children that, like, tried to kill him with knives and stuff. And then
hey, that
he
came
told
out
us that
lit.
There's, like, aliens that go through walls and stuff. Yeah, he said he killed 40 kids.
What?
Yeah, jeez. Crazy.
And then he asked two kids to go to his house?
Oh, yeah. He said he could stay over my house, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Somebody get him a VIP pack. I need him to come in. We got to talk to him.
Somebody needs to call the police on him.
But what's your name again?
Devin Marshall at K-Dot Marshall on Instagram.
Nick Riley.
You got Instagram anything?
Yeah.
What is it?
All right. Instagram at NIVCK6. I always trade this on and
off.
But a shout out to them. They actually camped out, got Yeezys and stuff, and it was
Yeezys.
Definitely worth it. So appreciate y'all coming through, man. All
right.
Hold on a second. Let me get
something. What you got? Lollipops?
I'm about to lure him.
He can give him soccer, you can go to his house later.
them was two cats that camped out.
Dang, look at them Tommy overalls. Look how baggy they are. Bro.
What's that? Oh, dang, I need those.
Tommy overalls. Look how baggy they are.
Man, what are you talking about?
I had those in eighth grade.
I mean, we all had them at one point. And that's what I remember. I got mine at Dillard's for about 180. That's when Tommy was a hitter.
Bro, you should.
That'd be about $700 these days.
You should have just switched the tag on it like I did.
George got it for $8.99. He put a sock sticker on him. Lady rung it up. She was like,
"I put a higher price tag on it."
She put it up. She was like, "Nike socks." Up, I guess.
Look at
number
Wex,
one.
Hey,
look at Ben. Had those tables is empty.
Bro.
Ben had those tables was full of sneakers, and it is now empty.
Hey, look at we got Wexler in the building. It was lit.
Yeah,
we've seen a few of those. He's got like a.
He looks just like him, basically.
He got a $2,000 backpack on.
And Yeezy black reds.
Oh, Royal Ones. Who cops?
I got three pairs of my size, and I got two grade schools. All retail.
I grabbed one. A lot of people hit me up asking
three
me
pairs.
Did I get
How
one.
How the fuck did you get three pairs?
I'm in these streets.
In the streets, yes. How many online did you get?
Zero
these
online.
These are all retail pairs?
All retail, all in town.
From where?
From you know, stores. Like, brick-and-mortar stores.
Yeah.
Where they like, most of them have employees that wear referee uniforms.
Okay.
So.
All right. So you won some raffles, or you
won some raffles,
or you rigged some things.
I won some raffles. There's nobody rigs anything. Everything's legit. This is Phoenix. People out here are upstanding citizens.
I was able to grab one online. I appreciate everybody hitting me up asking me did I get one, but I was able to get one. Actually, I got on Rue Villa and had about five in my cart, and it was like $960. I got to PayPal, and I really sat there like, man, should I just even attempt to cop this, all these for $960? And I didn't even do it. I just chickened out. I was like, I don't want to do it, and I knew they were going to cancel it anyways.
What size do we have here? So, Shadow Backboard. Oh, Hannah's got everybody coming
too
by.
Too big.
All right.
Yo. There we go. We got Hannah some in the building.
These, yo.
Helping out, passing out flyers.
Some of these boxes are actually
what color?
Rash. Look at the box right there. Man carrying that box.
Yo, he's carrying it like he got a lunch bag.
Bruh.
Today her name is Hannah White.
Like this. Like a
accordion. Passing them out.
Hannah White, passing them out.
Yeah, no, he was squeezing that too tight under his armpit.
Accordion box.
We got a few, what them joints called? Heat lockers. We started calling
illegal
them joints. Yo, is he on a megaphone?
Better not tell the gaming society.
Yeah, I'm about to call gaming. We got a few, we'll start calling them joints rig lockers. Because them joints is rigged.
You don't want to send a proxy for you?
What you about to say, Ryan?
I was going to say, so just based off right now, looking around, this venue is probably about half the size of SneakerCon was, but it feels packed.
It does feel packed.
Like, it feels like it's cracking in here.
Would you say it's more vendors, or is it just a smaller place?
That's what I'm trying to think. I think it might be the same amount of vendors, but I think it's a room that's probably two-thirds the size of Sneaker, maybe even half the size of SneakerCon rooms was. What do you think?
No, I think it's probably half the size of SneakerCon. Definitely, it feels like more people are here, but it's really hard to tell when everyone's like right next to each other.
Yes, that's true.
I'll say it doesn't look difficult to walk around.
No.
And I will say there's a lot more variety of sneakers on tables than it was at SneakerCon. SneakerCons were strictly Yeezys.
Boost.
Like, I haven't seen any table that had any Air Max 1s on it, blue or red, or Atmos.
Oh, yeah.
Those, I saw Atmos pack.
I've seen Atmos pack, yes.
Those I would probably buy, but the price is good.
The red and blue? What's a good price? $250?
No, I'll probably pay $300 for the blue ones.
$300?
Or the Atmos.
You might want to take your shoes and put them on somebody's table, though.
You actually might.
Because them joints are fly for retail. There's not a lot in this building for retail right now. Actually, if anybody looking for some boots, hit up Sneak This Podcast. George is selling some of his Ultra Boots.
Put them right here.
Retail.
They're right there. I mean,
put them front and center. Let people see.
I don't want to cover the.
Hold it. Like, you gotta hold them like this. Like,
yeah, I got.
Yeah, you gotta hold your.
Carry the mic in one hand.
Your sneakers on your head. I will say this, though, I haven't seen a lot of that in here. Shoes on the head.
I'm telling you, because
I haven't seen a lot of
double
bags.
Because the cats aren't in here yet. They're still coming in. They're just now letting the inside, the regular price or the regular ticket people come in.
Bruh, I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to say it too loud because they're right in front of us, but those socks are the wackest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
That.
Bruh, some of those socks have HBO shows on them.
Okay.
It has the show Power on them.
First of all, can I tell you that the Gucci flip-flops that are being sold on that table have NMD trail bottoms on them? They look like they're hiking flip-flops. I don't understand what's happening.
They look like free runs.
Yes.
Anyways.
He's wearing a shirt that says El Chapo.
Yeah. And he's black.
If he listens, anyways. If he listens, he's going to kill us. So.
Yeah, he's going to come get a flyer.
That's a sickness. That's a sickness.
He's going to come get a flyer and be like, oh, I'm going to listen to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And actually murder us. So this might be the last episode. Y'all might want to download this.
That's a sneakness.
Y'all might want to save this episode to your desktop as evidence. Look at George ain't saying nothing.
I'm just watching BAC out here slanging.
Slanging, dude.
Yeah, they're selling
table,
everything.
Table was full
empty.
And now it's half. Oops, half
my empty. Bad. They might actually have to go back to the store and bring back more shoes. Because they look like they're almost sold out.
Well, there's a woman walking around here with the butt cheeks cut out of her pants. I'm not sure what's happening. There's some funny stuff happening.
There you
here.
Go. Look at man right there.
Who's that man?
The two men coming this way.
I guess not men.
Two kids coming this way. With
duffel bag boys.
They got bags and bags.
They got sneakers hanging around their neck. They got duffel bags.
Bags.
They're ready.
Bags.
Yeah, these VIP packs that they sold are fire. But I could not walk around with that clear box all day. Like,
You have to let me go out the building and take that back to the car.
It's dope. You get yourself a free clear box, but nah. It's definitely worth the $40 too. $40?
$40. I have no idea how they do VIP boxes. Every Heated Soul Summit, every BHT Fest, when I look at the VIP pack and what you get, I don't even know how they make money on it, because I feel like everything in there costs more than the $40 that the pass itself or the VIP pass itself costs. So I have no clue how they do it, but they do it.
I've seen some actual like smash pancakes too. Like,
no, you should have seen
this cat and some like, belugas.
And his belugas were.
He was walking on the Supply 350 strike. Like, that's how big they were.
Hey, what did man say that you sent the beaters to, by the way? Did he clean them up?
Never said anything? Nothing.
He posted a picture now?
Oh, yeah. So, I'm just going to listen.
There you go, Simple.
Hey, what size turtle doves? What size are those?
Eight.
You know what we're doing? We're actually doing what we hate other people do. Yo, if those are a 10. Oh, bro, I got
it. We haven't said that yet, though.
No, Ryan said it. Ryan said it a bunch of times.
When?
We both said it at tables walking around. Bro, don't let me know. That was a 10. Copped instantly. I know I've said it. Anything we should touch on right now?
You better pause yourself. Yes. What do you want to? You touching on stuff?
You know.
I don't know. I mean, let's go take a lap. We'll see what we can find. Maybe try to buy some stuff. And then we'll come back and talk about it.
Yeah, we'll come talk about some stuff.
Come back and talk about it.
You know?